يقول هاي
يقول لي واف
فاندار انا فكر المينستير ان فانا بزا بيرينين وان كلاس تونا فاين كاتام كلاس فمارانا
يقول هاي يقول واف
Everyone, welcome to our English class podcasting program. Today, we're going to learn about the youth in danger. At the end of this lesson, you will be able to talk about the youth, that is, young people in danger. I'm Mrs. Diana Zasulalfun Swiftin. So, this lesson is divided into three parts. First, I'm going to present you the different vocabulary items related to youth in danger and the grammar, which is the passive voice. After that, we're going to practice. I'm sure you have already heard the word danger, danger in French. It is spelled D-A-N-G-E-R and it has the same meaning as the French word danger. People are in danger when something bad may happen to them. For example, if we don't wear our face mask, we are in danger. We may get the coronavirus. Now, listen to those sentences and tell what is the cause and what is the danger. I'm sure you will find them easily. Here is an example. Tobacco causes tooth cancer. Tobacco causes tooth cancer. What's the cause here? The cause is tobacco. And what's the danger? The danger is tooth cancer. If I say tooth cancer is caused by tobacco, the cause is still tobacco. And the danger is still tooth cancer. Okay, now it's our turn. Say the causes and the danger. 1. Taking drugs causes heart attack. Taking drugs causes heart attack. What's the cause? Yes, you're right. The cause is taking drugs. And what's the danger? Very good. The danger is to get a heart attack. 2. Lung cancer is caused by smoking. Lung cancer is caused by smoking. What's the cause? Yes, it's smoking. And what's the danger? Good, it's lung cancer. Very good. So you have seen that tobacco causes tooth cancer has the same meaning as tooth cancer is caused by tobacco. The first sentence is an active voice and the second is a passive voice. We use the passive voice when we want to put the stress on the object of the active voice. Here, it's tooth cancer. So, here are the four steps to follow to form the passive voice. First, the object of the active voice becomes the subject. Second, the subject of the active voice becomes the object. It's called the agent. Third, we use the auxiliary be and we put it in the same tense as the tense of the verb of the active voice. Here, we put it in present simple because The verb cause is in the present simple. It is caused. If the tense is in the past, we will say it was caused. Fourth, we put the verb in the past participle. That is, for regular verbs, we add ed at the end of the verb. Finally, we put by after the verb. Remark: when the subject of the active voice is a pronoun or not defined, such as he, she, or the man, we don't turn it into the object of the passive voice. For example, the active voice is she cleaned the house yesterday. The passive voice will be the house was cleaned, but not the house was cleaned by her. All right, let's practice. Give the form of the verb in the passive voice and vice versa. I give you some time to answer. After that, I give you the correction. Here is an example. Influences. Is influenced by. Killed. Was or were killed by. Now it's your turn. Kills. Is or are killed by. Tempted. Was or were tempted by. Has accepted. Has or have been accepted by. Took. Was or were taken by. Very good. Now take your pen and copybook. Rewrite the sentences starting with the given words. For example, death rate is increased by diseases from smoking. Death rate is increased by diseases from smoking. And the sentence you will give me will be, diseases from smoking increase death rate. Okay? Right, so it's your turn. One, the man influenced the boy to take drugs. The man influenced the boy to take drugs. The boy. Two. Young people commonly use alcohol and tobacco. Young people commonly used alcohol and tobacco. Alcohol and tobacco. Three, tobacco caused diseases kills more than 8,000 Malagasy every year. Tobacco caused diseases kills more than 8,000 Malagasy every year. than 8,000 Malagasy. Good job! Now listen to the correction and check what you have written. 1. The boy was influenced to take drugs. The boy was influenced to take drugs. 2. Alcohol and tobacco are commonly used by young people. Alcohol and tobacco are commonly used by young people. 3. More than 8,000 Malagasy are killed by tobacco-caused diseases every day. More than 8,000 Malagasy are killed by tobacco-caused diseases every day. So in conclusion, many things put the young people in danger. For example, taking tobacco and smoking. We use the passive voice when we want to put stress on the object. The four steps of forming the passive are: first, the object of the active voice becomes the subject. Second, the subject of the active voice becomes the object or the agent, and we put by before it. Third, we use the auxiliary be, and we put it in the same tense as the tense of the verb. Fourth, we put the verb in the past participle. That is, for regular verbs, we add ed at the end of it. We are at the end of our school broadcasting. We thank everyone that has been involved in this. Especially, we thank you, dear students. Goodbye and stay safe.
Narai no teo.
Mikul hai.
Mikul niwaf.
Fandaharana fikarany ministeran'ny fanabezam-pirenena ho an'ny klasy taona fahaenina ka hatramin'ny klasy famaranana.
Mikul hai. Mikul niwaf.